This segment is brought to us by our friend, Corey Norris is sponsoring this segment. He's the founder of the Lexington Tea Party, who's the next meeting of the Lexington Tea Party is going to be 6:30 this coming Monday night at Maurice's Barbecue at, that's at Highway 6 and I-20. So thank you, Corey Norris. Appreciate that. And also have Steve Isom, of course, is here as usual. Steve, hi.
Hello, Frank.
Hello.
It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. Of course, you are a city council member in Casey and also one of the good high-ranking Tea Party. I guess you use high-ranking Tea Party folk. I don't know. You guys don't have ranks.
Well, no ranks.
We'll have to start giving you the titles.
They refer to me as a troublemaker. Casey, and sometimes in South Carolina.
Okay. And your guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's a senior staff reporter for World Net News. And we're going to be talking about gold, silver, sound money issues. But before we get to Dr. Corsi, Steve, you have an announcement to make this is like we're breaking news right here on You Need to Know. Nobody else knows about it.
Breaking news in South Carolina.
And you listening. Here you go.
That's right. Breaking news here in South Carolina and across the country. I've been provided with a Senate bill that Senator DeMint is to introduce tomorrow. It has to do with the way to treat gold and silver coins used as legal tender in the same manner as United States currency is for taxation purposes. It has a lot of implications. And so that's the big news. And Frank, you're the first in South Carolina, one of the first in the country to make this
to news. Put it out into the media.
To put it out in the media.
Well, and that is great because that just launches us right into the conversation with Dr. Corsi, who is, kind of an expert in this whole thing. So, Dr. Corsi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining us today. All right, so where do we start? Do you want to start with this announcement that Senator DeMint is going to introduce something about, I guess, taxation regarding gold and silver?
Well, I think it's an important piece of legislation, and I certainly support Senator DeMint's effort. What we're seeing is the general lack of confidence in the fiat dollar. I mean, the dollar is not backed by gold and silver. It has not been backed by any hard metal since the Nixon era. And what we're seeing is the debt going to over $14 trillion with no end in sight. So printing money by the Federal Reserve, which is what the Federal Reserve has been doing, has caused fiat currency being a term for currency which has no hard gold or silver backing, it's simply printed paper,
mm-hmm.
Fiat meaning just created out of nothing, as it were. Fiat money is diminishing in value, and I think the long-term impacts of inflation and possibly even a devaluation of the dollar, which will come either formally or informally by allowing the price of the dollar to slip on international foreign exchanges, is frightening to those Americans who see this as an erosion of our wealth that could be prevented if we return to some form of a gold standard.
And we've talked about that on this show before with Steve and some of his guests, and we've not really come up with a clear path of how, if it was desirable to return to some type of gold or silver standard for a currency, and again, as you said, we've been there before, we just got off of it, how that would work. It just seems to be, it would be quite complicated.
Well, I think the steps that are being taken now by states like Utah and now South Carolina and the legislation that Jim DeMint is introducing are a beginning step. In other words, instead of just having gold coins be commemorative coins, for instance, these laws would allow gold coins to be used in buying and selling goods. So they would have a value, they could be traded as currency, they could back currency in the sense that dollars could be, or purchases and exchanges could be made in gold and silver. That today requires, today you're required to make those purchases in fiat currency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the beginning of people being able to more lawfully and as well hold gold. I mean, you can hold gold now as an investment.
Right.
We don't have a restriction on that any longer, as President Roosevelt made it basically illegal to hold gold for a while. But the point is, intermediate steps where states like Utah, South Carolina, this law that's been introduced by Jim DeMint, move us towards thinking that we need to get back to a gold-backed dollar. And so any steps along that way, you can't necessarily see the whole picture yet, but if these laws begin to be passed by the states, if people begin to say, hey, I'm going to go transact my business in gold and business begins to be transacted in gold, then I think we've got a new awareness that's going to force the Federal Reserve and the Congress to take a hard look at this. I mean, it also goes along with a lot of legislation. Ron Paul has been insisting for years we need an audit of the Fed. Others have been insisting we need a full audit of the gold and Fort Knox. I think there's a lot of accountability issues here that Americans are demanding, and these new gold measures being introduced into state legislatures and now into the federal Congress are clear indications that a large segment of the American people just had enough of fiat currency.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I mean, I get the whole point of enabling people to have holdings in gold or silver, even if it's only electronic, and using those exchange for goods and services. I get that. I'm not quite clear on Senator DeMint what he talked about, but you're not taxing gold. It sounds like if I buy some gold, invest in gold, and then I sell that a year later and it's 20% increase, that I don't owe any taxes on that 20%. Is that what he's saying?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the legislation yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The word of it just got introduced this afternoon.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what he's going to do about taxation, but I think the key thing would be to make sure that when people were holding gold and silver, you know, for sure during that period of time that they were holding it, they would not be taxed on the appreciation. Then it would make sense if gold were being used as a form of purchase, that, you know, you wouldn't be taxed doubly, like a sales tax when you bought the good, and mm-hmm. then a gold tax because gold you were buying it with had increased in value. So it would make sense just to let people take the gold out and buy the goods with it at the gold's current value.
Okay. Ray Moore has joined us. Ray apparently has been working on trying to get legislation like Jim DeMint is supposed to introduce tomorrow for several years. Ray, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Well, good to see you again. I'm also on the South Carolina Sound Money Committee, and I know Dr. Corsi from meetings in Washington, and we've actually talked about this in the past, so I'm real glad that he's here today.
Well, congratulations on finally getting some legislation introduced.
Well, we're happy also to have the bills in South Carolina. We've got a bill in the House with 13 sponsors and a similar bill in the Senate. So we're moving along here in our state.
And I would say that if I could just enter that South Carolina passing this legislation is going to make a major statement to the rest of the nation and in Washington, because it's again a demonstrative indication that the people have just had it with fiat currency. People are no longer going to be willing simply to allow the Federal Reserve to print the money at will. I think what's headed here, and you know, where this could ultimately lead, is to even a fundamental reexamination of the Federal Reserve itself, mm-hmm. as to whether or not we need the Federal Reserve to issue our money. Clearly, we don't. The Constitution does not provide for a central bank. We saw even under President Kennedy, if you remember those red seal bills, those were Treasury notes that were issued directly by the Treasury, not by the Federal Reserve. We're paying interest on the Federal Reserve to issue our currency. It really fundamentally makes no sense. And with the Federal Reserve's, I think, abysmal record of managing the business cycle, today presiding over one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression, it's hard to see any rational justification for the Federal Reserve. It needs to be, I think, examined from the core down. And I also support Ron Paul in his efforts to get that examination going forward.
I'm talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, a senior staff reporter for World Net News. One little correction, the Senator Jim DeMint's bill is going to be introduced in the U.S. Senate, so that's where it'll be tomorrow. Steve, you wanted to say something?
Yes, what Ray was talking about, we have S-862 in the state Senate here, introduced by Senator David Thomas. And Mike Pitts introduced H-4128. And question for Dr. Corsi. Dr. Corsi, by passing this in terms of the Federal Reserve, would this not basically eliminate not only the need, but their functionality?
Which bill are you talking about?
We're talking about going back to the gold standard.
Well, see, this is where this is why I'm commenting on the Federal Reserve. I think the real impact of these bills, and I encourage the South Carolina legislature to pass these bills, I think it'll make a fundamental and an extremely important statement to the rest of the states and also to the federal government in Washington. We don't need the Federal Reserve to print our money. The states are going to allow gold coins to be accepted in commerce. This could easily bypass the use of the fiat dollars printed by the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
But we do want to make sure that everybody understands you're not talking about people really walking around with sacks of gold and silver.
Well, I mean, I don't think people are going to have to bring in wheelbarrows of gold to buy a car. But they're certainly going to be able to have accounts established in banks that are gold accounts. They would be able, I'm sure, to do electronic transactions in gold. There's going to be various facilities, I think, that can be set up pursuant to these laws that will allow people to actually have a gold basis to their business. And if that happens, that's an alternative way of doing business than using the dollars printed by the Federal Reserve.
And what the people listening, what would you tell them the impact to them in their daily lives, what would it be if we returned to some type of gold or silver standard?
Well, I mean, just simply looking at a store of value, if you today, just go back 10 years, if you had $100 in gold 10 years ago with gold today, trading where it's trading, think of what that would be worth compared to $100 in fiat Federal Reserve notes 100 years ago and how they've depreciated in value. So if people were to establish gold trading accounts and be able to use them, then any store of value that they did not use would appreciate. You'd have much less depreciation of your purchasing power because historically gold has maintained its purchasing power. You can look at studies that say it takes the same number of ounces of gold to buy a house today as it did in 1940.
Yes.
And so gold has been a very reliable standard of value, going up in price dramatically only as a reflection of how terribly, poorly, fiat currency issued by the Federal Reserve has done.
All right. Well, very good. Steve, we're about to wrap up. Any other last question for Dr. Corsi?
Well, Dr. Corsi, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I know Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore has been trying to get you to write on this issue for quite some time. I hope you'll devote some time to
it. I have written a few pieces on it. I think we'll be writing more. It's just been, my time has been so, my most recent book, Where's the Birth Certificate? This whole birth certificate controversy has consumed me for a few months and probably will for a little while longer. But at any rate, I write on economics extensively. I've been in the securities industry and banking industry, insurance, marketing, for 25 years, and I understand fully the implications of what this legislation would do, both that Jim DeMint's going to introduce and in the South Carolina legislature, and I really think it's a threshold issue, and I strongly encourage legislature in South Carolina to pass these bills.
Very good. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to hearing more about you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Right. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ray, for dropping in.
Well, it's good to be here and good to see you again.
Yeah. And Steve, thank you, of course. Thanks. Always a pleasure to see you. Right. And thank you for bringing another interesting guest.
And let me thank our Sound Money Committee, Dr. Buddy Witherspoon, Patricia Wheat. Who am I leaving off here?
Ned Toler.
Ned Toler, our technology
Jackie
person.
Jackie Fowler.
We've got a great committee working together hard, Frank, to try to change and save South Carolina and the country.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come right